Good morning and cheers to December 1st. I have celery, beets, apples, kale, and spinach. Okay, so there's a lot of spiritual meaning behind juicing live foods, right? And so I wish everyone the best health as possible. And just know that health, physical health that our body reflects is a gift from spirit, which is a reflection of we are at right place and more in a flow state because all sickness is spiritual sickness. Okay. Our body just talks to us and tries to communicate what is a misunderstanding or a misrepresentation. But today I wanted to make a video because I had the tapped into the thought stream of how tarot is a wonderful spiritual modality for storytelling. Okay, because the imagery and the symbols that tarot provides for our psyche, for our mind, to use these symbols to impact our subconscious and allow our subconscious to wrap around meanings, feelings, attributions, and communicate back and forth consciously and subconsciously. Because there are a lot of misunderstandings and avoidance patterns, self-denial, focusing on wrong, guilt, judgments that we have within ourselves that we have not addressed or identified for whatever reasons. Could be old belief patterns, could be habits. But with tarot, I'm going to tell a little story with the first eight tarot cards, key zero through key seven. Okay, it's a creation story. So we have key zero, the Fool. The Fool is creator, right? The creator is at a point within creator's evolution where it's time to create more movement so that there's more evolution for creator's understanding of the creator. Okay? We are reflections of the creator. So the creator is learning from us based off how we live our life, based off the path that we have chosen to incarnate in on earth and reflect back to the creator. But here we have the creator who is at the edge of a mountain cliff. Okay. It appears that there's nowhere else to walk or go without falling off the cliff. But the creator is very calm, looking ahead, ready to move forward. But how does the creator move forward with the in desire and intention for more understanding of the creator? Okay. Now, the creator has already bagged within the satchel lots of memories, lots of experiences, and lots of understandings. We use our experience to create understanding within ourselves to help know ourself and eventually accept ourselves, have self-acceptance. Okay. And a lot of times creating experience can be very painful. We can step forward with a lot of fear going into new experiences, but all experiences are valuable because we can reflect back on those experiences. We can actually replay them again within our mind. Okay. That's when forgiveness, the power of forgiveness, can be very valuable because what happened in that moment in the past in physical form, which created an experience that maybe had some resentment or any kind of feeling that was so intense that we didn't enjoy experiencing, but we did. We probably pushed it away and said, I don't want to feel that again, right? That experience, which created that emotion and feeling, that vibration, went into lost will. Okay. I'm going to get into that in a minute, but let's carry on with the story. So the creator is ready to move forward with its own evolution of knowing itself and learning itself. And the creator's going to have to drop back down into the valley, back into physical form, in order to reach new heights, which are symbolized by the icy mountaintops. Okay. There's icy mountaintops, don't have a lot of activity going on. Okay. The earthy brown support that is here underneath the creator's feet has plenty of support. All right. So the creator, which is supported and pure, the symbol for the white undergarment is the purity of the creator. Okay. So the cloak over the top of the purity symbolizes ignorance. Okay. Stepping into the unknown, right? But the symbols on the cloak of ignorance, what is called the cloak of ignorance, symbolizes that the creator is supported. Okay? Supported by the cosmos, supported by the universe. The creator supports itself because we are all whole together. All right, so the creator drops down back to earth. We'll call it back to earth, okay? In order to create new experiences. Why does the creator need to create new experiences? Well, because there are many aspects about the creator that was not understood in the very beginning when the creator first woke and had very little self-awareness of its of the creator's self, and then experienced a lot of unknowns and misunderstandings. The one thing I like about Egyptian tarot is how the creator is walking blindfolded with a fallen column that has symbols on it and an alligator or crocodile, which is looking to or is on defense and could possibly attack. But the crocodile actually represents Saturn and Earth, Capricorn. Okay. So the stepping into the unknown is where the fool is going to collect more experiences with life. Right? So here we have key one. The creator's dropped down into the valley, is back in physical form as the magician. Now, the creator has a desire, which are symbolized by the red roses, okay? As a desire to manifest with the four elements, which are symbolized by the cup, sword, pentacle, and wand on the table. All right. Now, what is it that the The magician wants to manifest. The magician wants to manifest experiences, right? Wants to create moving forward. And so by having the desire to create and then setting the intention to allow the light to flow through the creator to manifest, the creator is pointing at what the creator has to work with. Okay. It's pointing down at the guarding at the bottom, which would be in the subconscious realm. The magician symbolizes self-conscious. Okay. Mercury is assigned to the magician. All right. So the creator had a desire, set the intentions to create, and now the creator is in a space of allowance so that the divine will and the life power can work through the magician. The magician's eyes are closed because also the creator is in a space of trust. So not only is there allowance, but letting go in order for the life power to work through the magician and contribute to creation. Right. But if self-conscious represents the magician, which is also the masculine principle, and the positive polarity, the light, we have Ketu, the high priestess, right? Ketu, the high priestess, which represents subconscious, also represents negative polarity. Represents the dark vibration, not just darkness, dark vibration. So it's a very intense region within creation that is receptive to light, but only if that vibratory darkness can move. Okay. It needs movement, and then light will actually impact and impress that darkness region, which causes creation and more movement. Okay. All right. So self-conscious, the magician, and subconscious, the high priest, high priestess. The moon is attributed to high priestess. All right. Why the moon? Well, moon represents two things: emotions and change. All right. The magician has impacted the high priestess where creation begins. Here we see a stream of water flowing from the robe of the high priestess. So she's the primal matter, the first beginning, the cold mother. All right. The pomegranates in the back, which are hung by, are embroidered on the veil, is also symbol for Divine Mother. So anytime we want to connect with Divine Mother, we can eat pomegranate as a symbol. Okay. The spiritual meaning of pomegranate is Divine Mother. All right, so the magician, self-conscious, conscious made a choice to move forward with creation. connected with which could be Divine Father, okay? Connected with Divine Mother and began creating. So now that consciously and subconsciously are working together and the creator is learning more about himself. And by the way, another way to connect with the frequency is to create the vibration of the particular tarot key, the symbol. I'm holding the frequency of 141 hertz, which is symbol for Mercury. Probably not going to be able to hear this because the vibration is so pure and going into the microphone and being digitized, it's probably unrecognizable. Okay. That's why I highly recommend tuning forks because even though frequencies are digitized and we can listen to them on the computer, the resonance of a tuning fork is way more powerful. I can feel the cellular activity moving right now within me because of the 141 hertz, which symbolizes Mercury, is aligning with my cells within inside me, my universe within inside me. All right, back to the story. But also with the tuning forks, I have the moon frequency also down here. I have all the planets. Okay. I have all the planets and this is actually Uranus, 207 hertz. So if I wanted to use the symbol of key zero, the fool, because Uranus is assigned to key zero, create the vibration of 207 hertz. Not only do I have the image of key zero in my mind, but I also have the sound of Uranus and key zero flowing through my body. All right. So, Divine Father and Divine Mother are participating together in creation. Right now, there's a lot of human attributions that are being also created within the Divine Father and the Divine Mother. That's why I mentioned earlier the lost will is everything that the Creator, which has a plan, a divine plan for creation and project it out into manifestation. Now, the Creator has a vision, but hasn't actually felt the creation. So the Creator's going through the process of beginning the creation into form, which we could call galaxies, planets, stars. Okay, those are physical representations of the outward appearance of the divine plan. All right. So now we have the Divine Mother who is pregnant, right? Now, the Divine Father, the Divine Mother have created an idea together. She has her foot on the moon, right? She's moving forward with this creation. Moon is movement and emotions, red roses in the back, desire. The shield with the dove represents Venus, dove, new world, new beginnings. Okay. She is supported with the stars of the zodiac, And here's the water that's flowing from the high priestess robe in the previous key. Okay. So creation is in motion. The divine father and the divine mother are moving forward with creation and life. The function of life is established. So now we have form. Okay. What is she giving birth to? What is the Divine Mother giving birth to? She's giving birth to two major players within the role of creation. Okay, now we already have. We are. Drink some water. Now, we already have Divine Father, we have Divine Mother. She's given birth to heart. Yes, heart, the essence of heart. Okay. So, heart has the potentiality and already has the intent to love unconditionally through creation. She's also gave birth to what's all around her, which is form, okay, the father of manifestation, okay. All right. So Venus is a sign to the Empress, which is the feminine principle, right? But now we need the masculine principle to continue on with creation. So here we have the Fool, the spirit of creation, spirit of creation, the creator, taking the role of the emperor. Now he is sitting on a cube that's well established. He's also looking backwards. In tarot, when the character is facing left, it means that that's towards the past. If the emperor was facing the other way, towards the left, he would be facing the future. So he's facing the past, but why? Now, the emperor, the creator here, has a vision for the divine plan, but the creator cannot move forward in creation without the divine mother. Okay. The divine father, which represents spirit, the divine mother, which represents will. Okay. The creator has to impregnate, actually, I'm going to say the, yeah. The creator has to impregnate divine mother with light in order for creation to be born within the divine plan. Okay. The creator, as divine father, needs the divine mother, and the divine mother needs the divine father. Right? Divine Mother cannot create, cannot respond without light. Divine Father cannot create, cannot react without the vibratory darkness that the Divine Mother holds. Right? So here we are with the Creator looking backwards. Why? Well, the creator's moving forward with the plan. He's looking at Venus. Divine Father is looking at Divine Mother because she is the only way that the divine plan can manifest. With the original thought The original cause of creation. All right. Now, spirit is also represented by mind. Okay. So, Divine Father, we can view within our body as our mind. This is where the light is generated. This is where, as the magician was holding the wand, light flows down through our mind, our psyche, and goes into our lower abdomen region, which would be Divine Mother. Okay. The darkness within us is in our gut region. So anytime that we get triggered and there is a reaction that's trying to come up, but we're pushing it down, our throat gets tight, that is spirit within us, our spirit, our individual spirit self that doesn't want to take responsibility or identify that feeling, that emotion that the Divine Mother within us that wants to create movement and play out. So we have to create allowance for light to penetrate our darkness within. Okay. It can become very stuck. And we will go years, sometimes lifetimes, without addressing an experience that did not feel good. Okay. But when we create movement within lost will, it allows the light to come down and healing will begin. We're all doing this. We're all reflections of lost will to a certain degree that the Creator didn't want to acknowledge. The other half of, or no, not the reflection of the Creator is symbolized by Lucifer. Okay, the dark shadow side of the Creator is Lucifer. The white, bright light evolving, learning, moving aspect of the Creator is positive polarity. And then we have negative polarity. Okay. Even though this is the whole, this is why I like Jacob Behmen's work, because here we have the Creator. We have the dark aspect of ourself, okay? And then we have the light aspect of ourself. And in the middle is the heart, all right? As we can see, there's indexes on this picture that I recreated. I need them. And I actually need to go through and make a video and go through each index because it talks about the process of creation and how we travel back and forth across this cross, up and down, left and right, in a abstract way of experiencing everything that the Creator experienced. Okay. The Creator is not this. The Creator is constantly learning just as we are constantly learning about ourselves. And we actually contribute to, as spirits, to the Creator's learning. Because we are reflections. We are made in the image. Moving on with the story, now we have the Hierophant. Okay. Here we have the emperor who has now evolved to an aspect of itself, or the creator has evolved through the aspect of the emperor and into becoming the Hierophant. Now, the emperor was outside in a red terrain. The emperor was a symbol for Mars energy. Here we are with another masculine figure inside a temple. The Hierophant represents inner voice also, okay? And we can see that he's got two fingers holding up, which means there's two hidden worlds, right? Those hidden worlds we can only find within us. The two priests kneeling below the Hierophant, they represent with desire and knowledge because of the red roses and the white lilies. And here are the keys that they're trying to grasp from understanding. But the importance of the Hierophant is that we have to trust our inner teacher and our inner voice. A lot of times we will seek outward for understanding, and that's fine. But eventually, that's going to lead us back to listening to our self, our inner teacher, our inner voice. And what does our inner voice actually tell us? Well, the Hierophant is symbol for guidance and hearing, right? When we listen to our inner voice, we can tune in to a lot of aspects that need to be addressed. And a lot of them are not going to feel good. But by us taking self-responsibility, trying to understand, and creating that movement within will allow our will, right? The lost will, that which is full of denial, judgments, and focusing on wrong, okay? We create that movement, and then it gets a little easier each time because we have chosen with our free will to address the lost will. We are shining light within the darkness within us so that we create movement and we're able to become more receptive for more light. Okay. Key six, the lovers. Here we have the male figure, which represents self-consciousness, looking at the female figure, which represents subconscious, and she is looking at the angel. Now, the angel represents super consciousness. Here we have a marriage between the masculine polarity and the feminine polarity. Okay, so the self-consciousness is actually trusting what is being received by the subconscious layer of our psyche, which is sin, which super consciousness represents the potentialities and possibilities which are always best for us in that now moment. Okay. A lot of times we will pull from the past in order to make our choices. Okay, because that's what's most comfortable. That's fine. But in order for us to continue evolving, just as evolving our consciousness, and learning by identifying misunderstandings within us and misrepresentations, creating that movement, the emotional movement, identifying denial and judgments, right? We can heal and create more space in order to receive more light. Right? More light. The zodiac sign Gemini is assigned to key six, the lovers. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is assigned to key one, the magician. So here again, we have the masculine polarity relying on the feminine polarity. Okay. The Hebrew letter Zain means sword. And what does sword have to do with key six? Well, with our self-conscious, with our conscious mind, we have to discern within us what needs to be identified and expressed. Okay. If I am in a constant loop of resentment of something in the past that has happened, and I have not accepted that it has happened, and I've just tucked it away and lost will, then I need to actually identify, I have to be willing to identify and accept this and begin to forgive it. Replay the experience in my mind if I have to, and do it differently and say it out loud. This will begin the healing process and will allow lost will to begin moving. Okay. Because lost will does not move. It's everything that the creator experienced that was not as perfect or perceived as perfect. Okay. The original thought and the divine plan was established. And as the creator began moving forward and creating the impacts of emotional turbulence within himself that did not, was not understood at the time, but as the creator continued moving forth, looked back and began to understand why that was a misunderstanding. And so the creator has to address the lost will, which we are creator, an image, and we have to do the same within us. Okay. All right. So, the Chariot, key seven. Here we have a male figure who is celebrating victory, right? The Sphinx, they represent the human instincts, the things that can a lot of times drive us towards desires and could be opportunities for learning, but also if we get too enmeshed within desires without burning them out. Then the Sphinx, they symbolize going out of control, the animal nature within us. But here, the creator has complete control of this of the Sphinx and is moving forward in the chariot. Creator has created the creator has manifested a village with a wall. There's the water from the high priestess that is flowing through creation and symbolizes consciousness. The wall is symbol for the Hebrew letter chet, which means fence. Okay. And we actually create fences around our consciousness in order to sort of fragment our learning experience as we move forward. This is the same wand that the magician was holding in key one, right? And he's looking straight ahead. He's moving forward with all of the support of the light from the stars. The cosmos, the universe is supporting the charioteer, and assigned to the chariot is the zodiac sign Cancer. All right. The ruling planet for Cancer is the moon. And where was the moon assigned in tarot? Key two, High Priestess. So once again, masculine polarity relies on feminine polarity. Feminine polarity has a need for the masculine polarity. All right. Both polarities will reflect manifestation and contribute to creation, the divine plan. It's important to, again, understand that there's a lot of us are very spiritual, right? And our mind represents light and spirit. Our emotions, our feelings, our root chakras, right? So we have root chakra, we got the solar plexus, we get the sacral. Those three, they can be symbol for Divine Mother. Heart, remember, was birthed by Divine Father and Divine Mother. Okay, is in the middle for balance. And then the upper chakras represent Divine Father. The light flows down through us and will impact the Divine Mother if we have the desire, the intent, and create the space for allowance for it to flow through. The only way we can create the space is by identifying what we experienced before and did not want to experience again. Okay, we put it in lost will, but eventually that vibration that we didn't want to feel, we feel it again. It gets a little bit easier each time. We take self-responsibility for something that we have created within ourselves through an experience to actually create the experience so that we can feel it. Now, what we're doing is we're actually creating that space so that we address the lost will. Lost will are full of judgments. Judgments do not move. Light moves. So Divine Mother is actually a holding space of judgments that we have to identify and create that space by taking back and releasing judgments. Okay. Anytime I catch myself with blame or judgment, and I can see it now, but prior to younger aspects of myself, when I used to blame and not take ownership because of misunderstandings, right? Me not owning my actions or my experiences or my thoughts. Okay. This is how we contribute to the divine plan. we can actually take full ownership and self-responsibility of things that we have judged and blamed. And also, there is the aspect of self-denial. Okay. All of those are packaged away in Lost Will. We can go back and get that package, replay it again, right? And then actually feel the movement and hold the movement. It doesn't feel good a lot of the times, but we're actually creating space for light to flow through us as the magician in key one. Okay. I'll probably continue on with the story. I didn't script this. And then next time, this is my mouse pad, by the way. Next time, I'll start with the second row, which is key 8 through key 14. All right. Then we'll conclude with the third part of the story, which is key 15, the devil, up to key 21, the world. Right? Thank you.